Join us as we wrap up 2021 with a look at how Genesis celebrates women and children throughout the holidays and a sneak peek at our plans for 2022. I'm Maria McMullen, and this is Genesis, the podcast. Hello, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm excited to be back. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, right?
Oh, that's right. I'm the boss.
You are my boss. Jan Langbein, CEO of Genesis, is back in the studio, and we're talking all things holiday today, specifically Genesis holidays. Let's start with the holiday giving program one last time this year. We've mentioned it several times on the show, but tell us again, because we can never hear this enough. How can people make the holidays brighter for Genesis clients?
Well, I have to say that what I see at Genesis Women's Shelter during the holidays is nothing less than a Christmas miracle. Time after time at our residential, particularly our residential facilities, I hear children say, "Will Santa be able to find us here?" And it's only through the support of the community that we are able to guarantee Santa most definitely will find you here at Genesis. And the way the community can get involved, there's several ways, but the number one way is to adopt a family, going online, going to our website, and actually saying, "I want to help a particular mom with three kids," or "I want to help, my office wants to help five families." And in the past, we have literally, as we have adopted out these families, made wish lists of what each child wants. Then COVID hit, and you know, there have been some good things that have come out of COVID, believe
it or
not.
Silver lining.
There are some silver linings. That's a better way to say it. And one of them was we were unable to have our volunteers come bring gifts, sanitize, you know, all the sanitizing and all of that. Yeah. And so what we ended up doing was asking for gift cards and to have. And then we realized that empowering mom by giving her the gift card so that she could then buy that special hot pink soccer ball or, you know, just the right Barbie or just the right Game Boy or whatever, it not only personalized that for those children, but it empowered mom who maybe has not been able to have a say in what the holiday traditions were going to be. And so we ask our listeners, our friends in the community, when you're at the grocery store or the drugstore, pick up some gift cards for us. And we are asking for Visa cards and Amazon cards. And so in whatever denomination, you know, people have the capacity of donating, bring them to our office, 4411 Lemon Avenue, Suite 201. Santa has actually set up a workshop there. It's very easy to get to. Come in. You can, you know, see it in action, but then we will distribute those cards to the families. You know, anonymity is still very important during the holidays, but we make sure that Santa absolutely does know where these kiddos are. Another way people can help, and I think this is just brilliant, we have cards that people, Christmas cards, holiday cards, that people can actually purchase. The card reads, "In your honor, a gift has been made to Genesis Women's Shelter." Yes. And so people can buy this box of cards and then send them to their friends and let them know that what we do at Genesis is important to them and that a gift was made in their honor.
What is the cost of the box of cards?
You know, I believe the first 10 is $25, the cost is. You know, we've had them printed. We're trying to recoup that cost. But they can go online, genesisshelter.org, and look at, you know, / holiday support, whether they want to adopt a family or donate or... And that's another thing at the holidays. I think a lot of people start looking at year-end giving. Mm-hmm. It may be that that's when they and their families decide to... do a tithe or do a gift or help the community. And there's so many ways that can help. Yeah, gift cards are great. We're going to give them to mom. But also, we want to be able to have special Christmas dinners and special meals for our families. And so we have a pretty extensive food budget there at Genesis. And so we want people to support us with our general operating costs. So whatever people want to do, I just hope people find it in their hearts during this time to help remember moms and kids, women and children who feel very much forgotten. You know, Maria, I can't imagine being abused. I'm not from abuse. I can't imagine it really. And I surely can't imagine leaving my home in the middle of the night, but doing it during the holidays, that just must be such, how bad is it right around the holidays that the abuse gets worse and mom says, we cannot do another Christmas like this. We just can't. And she does the bravest thing she could possibly do. She gives her children the best gift she could possibly give them, which is safety and shelter and a happy morning, not being afraid that something is bad is going to happen. So to me, like I say, at Genesis, this time is nothing short of Christmas miracles happening.
Absolutely. There are so many ways to contribute to the holiday program and Women and Children at Genesis. So it's all on genesisshelter.org. And if you look at the donate page or the holiday page, you will find all of the information to support women and children in so many ways, all the ones that Jan mentioned and so much more. The shelter and the residential center simply cannot shut down just because there is a major holiday, right? I mean, we have to stay operational. Right. Let's share with people how we handle major holidays like Christmas and New Year's, where we have to remain staffed.
Well, and to your point, not only does Genesis Shelter and Transitional Housing not close during the holidays, it never closes. So even in, you know, February of this past of this year, when we here in Texas experienced Storm Uri, we never closed, even without electricity, even without heat, with all the things that we struggled with, we were still there because our phone has to be answered 24 hours a day. We have to be able to keep the promise of having a safe place for moms and kids. So we never do close. We're there 24/7, both and staffed by people who, you know, maybe celebrate on Christmas Eve or maybe don't celebrate Christmas at all and they observe another holiday that enables them to come and roll up their sleeves and help the staff. It's very thinly staffed, but the staff is there on these holidays.
Yeah, so all of the essentials are there 365 days a year.
Right, right.
And we have to remember, too, it's not just a shelter, it's someone's home.
Exactly, exactly. So picture your home on Christmas morning. You know, it's wrapping paper and it's chaos and it's a special breakfast and, you know, maybe a special dinner either the night before or at lunch. And what I was saying earlier about, do you think Santa Claus can find me here, which is what we are asked, I guarantee we absolutely know. I hope none of the kids are listening on this podcast.
Okay. It'll spoil the surprise.
It'll spoil the surprise, but actually we will have Santa there on Christmas morning.
Wow.
To pass out gifts and to, you know, help decorate cookies and just the kinds of things. And our kids get to literally run downstairs and see what Santa has left for them Christmas morning. It's a joyous time. And I know this professionally, but I get to see it and with my eyes and with my heart on Christmas that these kids get to be kids again. They're not afraid. They're not worried somebody's going to come in and, you know, put mom behind the Christmas tree, as I've heard one mom say, that they were not forgotten. They can play with their toys and not watch them be destroyed. They can just be kids again. And again, what an amazing gift for these families that they can just be happy on this day.
So I would assume that it takes many, many volunteers as well, not just the staff that's right there on holidays, but many volunteers to help make the holidays a really beautiful experience for people living at Genesis during holiday season. Who else helps us on, let's say, Christmas Day?
Christmas Day. Okay. So
what happens? Tell us about exactly. I want to know everything.
What happens? Yes. So the Santa that is coming to Genesis on Christmas morning looks really a whole lot like my board treasurer, Frank Mihalopoulos.
What?
And the elves look amazingly like their friends who have shopped, who have also brought Christmas lunch. They serve dinner lunch, dinner. It's a noon meal, whatever you call it, right? And so
I think you can call it whatever you want on Christmas. Exactly. It could be anything.
I like to eat all day long. I like to just graze all day long. But they bring in turkey and dressing and all the trimmings. And, you know, moms can either, the kiddos can stay in their PJs and enjoy each other or go outside if it's a pretty day and ride that new bike around the parking lot.
Wow.
And it is so, I have girlfriends, Maria, that say, oh, that has to be so depressing being in a shelter on a holiday. And I guarantee it's not depressing at all. For whom I am sad are those families who are still in abuse, who are dreading one more day where dad ruins another holiday, particularly for the children.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the entire residential and non-residential offices are decorated for the holiday season. So it is a very cheerful experience.
So as I was coming over here, I office over at the non-residential, and I walked through Santa's workshop that used to be our conference room.
It's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
It looks fantastic.
So on the, I just thought it showed PowerPoints and Prezi's, this big screen we have. There's a fireplace going, and I just feel warm and toasty going through.
I believe that's called the Yule log.
The Yule log. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got up there, but it sure does make a difference. And I love Genesis staff and volunteers for that. We had volunteers, Junior League volunteers, who came in and decorated that room. Everything they could find, they wrapped, which includes like tables and chairs and buffets. It looks great. Pictures on the walls have been wrapped just to make it festive. And our lobby has a tree. And it just, people know when they get there that it's not just another day. Certainly, Christmas is celebrated throughout the shelter and the residential center and the non-residential center. But I was actually down at the school the other day, and in the curriculum during these past few months, the kids are learning about other celebrations. In fact, the day I walked in there, they were learning about Diwali, which is the Hindu festival of lights. They were making lanterns. They were all excited about it. And it was interesting that day. I had one child who had been in the school for a while, but a new family had come in that night, the night before, and all three of those children were in there. And you know what? For coming to a new place, not knowing their surroundings, have left everything behind, these kids were doing great. They were happy and making crafts. And, you know, I know this doesn't fix it. I really do. I know that a celebration and a turkey dinner is not going to, turn their lives around. But boy, does it put the bad stuff on pause. And we really spend time celebrating what they celebrate. So if it is Kwanzaa, we celebrate Kwanzaa with them. But it's a really special place.
It sounds really special. And I mean, I've experienced it for the past couple of years. And I think that sharing that with people so they understand that, yes, these are people who are families who are escaping domestic violence, but there can be some really special moments.
Yes.
And the team at Genesis makes that happen as best they can for every person who walks through the door. So in addition to those types of holidays, we also have the big celebration at the end of the year, which is New Year's. And I'm really looking forward to 2022. Why don't we spend a few minutes and share some of our plans for the new year with our listeners?
How is it fixing to be 2022? I mean, the day they announced COVID, and then I look up, my grandkids are 2 years older, and we're looking at 2022. But what I feel like is we are in a place where people are feeling more confident. Everything we locked down, everything that had to be virtual, everything that was telehealth, all of those things were very important during that time. But I'm very excited to announce that several of our spring things will be back in person.
Oh, amazing.
So yes, I feel like things are easing up. I think people are feeling more confident about, you know, having shots and having boosters, and they're ready to get out and do things that seem a little more normal. So I'm very excited to say that our first two spring events will be in person. On April the 14th, we will be celebrating the Genesis annual luncheon.
Yay.
Every year, I know, at the Anatole Hotel. Every year prior to COVID, we have had, you know, almost 2,000 people come to the ballroom, and there's a speaker and there's events, but it's always very issue focused. It's always very somebody who knows about this issue. Even virtually, since we were not able to go to the hotel the past 2 years, Nicole Kidman, right after she had finished the series Big Little Lies, where she was a victim of domestic violence, we talked about remotely, but talked about that for, you know, quite a while and really got into the issue and you know, why she stayed, why she left. And so that is our point. Every luncheon that we have is to help educate and help support, raise the awareness of the issue. So this past May, we had Octavia Spencer remotely. But, and I know you all know she has done amazing things, but one of the most prize works, in my opinion, was an independent film called Blues for Willa Dean. And it, she actually played a character who lived next door. Her name was Lasagna, but they called her Lasagna in the film. And she lived next door to a woman who was just being horribly abused, victimized again and again. And it showed what it's like to be a friend of someone. And so we had 2,000 attendees where we were able to talk about what does that mean when your coworker is in an abusive relationship or your next door neighbor or the lady down the, you know, down the pew at church, that we all have to be willing to stand up and say, you know, hashtag no more, basically.
Right.
Anyway, so we talked a lot about that. She had, it gave us the opportunity to say, how can we all be involved? Okay. Not just Genesis. We can't leave this issue on the steps of Genesis or the police department or the court system. We have to be willing as friends, as human beings to step up and say, I want to be a part of that. I wish I just signed my side of the contract for our speaker. I cannot tell who it is until I get their side signed, but you all are going to love this. One more time, someone who has been very involved in ending domestic violence, and I think you're going to want to now just sign up, get a table without even knowing who the speaker
is. It is going to be a special treat, but you will have to wait till one of our upcoming episodes of Genesis the Podcast to find out who is speaking on April 14th in 2022 on behalf of Genesis at the Anatole Hotel in Dallas.
So another thing that we are going to be doing in person that I'm very excited about, the past 2 years we've had to be virtual, is our International Conference on Crimes Against Women. The mission statement at Genesis, the first and foremost, is certainly to provide safety, shelter, counseling, information, referral, access to civil legal representation, all the things that you and I have talked about before now. But the second half of our mission statement, it talks about and to raise the level of awareness and the about the issue and the impact within our community. So one of the ways we fulfill that part of the mission statement is our Conference on Crimes Against Women. Each year, pre-COVID, we would bring about 3,000 people to Dallas, prosecutors, advocates, and court personnel, whether that's judges or bailiffs or probation or whatever. And this year, we get to do it back in person. We will have a keynote speaker. We bring in law enforcement from all over. And it's not just about domestic violence. It's about all the kinds of crimes against women. I mean, we have seen the murder of Gabby Petito. We have seen these horrible homicides that have happened. But at this conference, we talk about human trafficking. We talk about sexual assault. We talk about aquatic homicide. And not just talk about it, because that's why we started this conference, was I would go to one on sexual assault, and they'd say, oh, isn't that terrible? And I'd go, yeah, no, it is. Mm-hmm. And then I'd go to DV conference. Well, that's really terrible too, or human trafficking, that's really awful. And it is. But I couldn't find a venue that said, okay, and then what? What are we going to do about it?
Right.
How are we going to investigate it? How are we going to prosecute it? How are we going to make survivors safe? And so, well, you know me, I'm kind of a lead follower, just get the heck out of my way kind of girl. So I'm like, if there isn't one that exists, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so for 15 years, we've done exactly that. We have brought in the best of the best speakers. It is a juried faculty. We have a national advisory committee, our NAC, that helps recommend the freshest new speakers, the, as I say, cutting edge of investigation. So it's pretty amazing when people come from Alaska to Florida and back again to this conference to learn how to do their jobs better.
And I can vouch for that. I've had the opportunity in the past to attend the conference in person and virtually. It's all incredible. It's a great learning opportunity for anyone who's in the field of prosecuting or these types of crimes or supporting victims of these types of crimes. And highly, highly recommend that you check it out on the conference caw.org website with all the dates and information. Again, that's Conference on Crimes Against Women, May 23rd through the 26th in 2022 at the Sheraton in Dallas. What else?
Okay, before we even get to April and to May, in January, you and I have talked about this before, but in January, we are very excited to be opening a satellite office.
Yes.
It is, we recognize certainly that our history of being a one-stop shop kind of thing isn't always easy for everyone to get to. And we looked around the city looking for the most underserved areas, and we certainly have found it. Down in the southern part of Dallas, there the need is tremendous. The resources are very, very limited. So in January, we will be cutting the ribbon on the Genesis thrift store and outreach. We will have a small benefit thrift store where our clients can shop at no cost. We will have also, if you take a left, you can go shop, the community can. Sure. If you take a right, there is counseling and there is advocacy and there will be a lawyer on site that can help with legal issues. The advocates can help with housing or all protective orders, all kinds of things. So I'm very excited to make help more accessible to the people who really, really need it. I mean, everybody who needs it. But as far as putting it in a location where maybe somebody doesn't have to ride two buses to get there, or I'm afraid to go there, or for all the reasons, I don't want to be caught going into a place like that. So we're excited. We have renovated a building, again, through the generosity of this community, and we will be celebrating at the third week in January with the ribbon cutting on that facility.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I cannot wait to see that happen. Is there anything else at all happening at Genesis in 2022? I mean, there's so many things in between. We will have lecture series coming back in person at SMU.
Yes.
At the Meadows Museum in Dallas. So many other events. But in about a year's time.
I know.
We may have something really big happening.
You and I are going to be, I don't know, cracking bottles of champagne on the bow of this building. You and I have worked
a christening ceremony,
right? Yeah. We have been working, especially you and I have been working very hard on building a new building. We are in leasehold space for our non-residential office. Non-residential clients either haven't left the relationship or have left and have other residential resources and don't need the shelter. So to be honest, that's our largest footprint. We do thousands of hours of counseling there. We see children there. We provide all the same services, only you don't need a place to sleep. Well, right now in this space, we have about 12,000 square feet. And if you walk down the hall, well, you know, I took your office away from you.
Right.
But all the
Not everyone needs to know that, Jan.
Okay. Oh. Well, they do now, right? I have filled it in with, a new lawyer, and you go down this other hall and there are two to three people in every single office. And so we have been working hard to raise the money in the silent portion of a capital campaign to build this building. It's located in the sort of southern part of the Parkland corridor. There's several nonprofits in that area like Senior Source and Ronald McDonald House. And we're very, very excited that the community has held this up in addition to our ongoing operating expenses. But we will be able to double our capacity, seriously, going from 12,000 square feet to a little over 28,000 square feet. Three floors, brilliantly mapped out, accessible, but also secure. So I can't wait to come back and talk about this.
Oh, we will be back.
Oh, we will be talking about this.
We will.
Yes.
In 2022, talking about the new non-residential outreach center for Genesis Women's Shelter and Support. So basically, in-person events are coming back. We're expanding, opening two new locations, one in January and one right around this time of the year, next year. And we will keep you posted on that. For information about the capital campaign for the new building that opens in just about 1 year from now, visit genesisshelter.org/capital campaign. All other projects that we discussed today, you can find at genesisshelter.org and follow Genesis on social media at Genesis Women's Shelter on Facebook and Instagram and at Genesis Shelter on Twitter. And there is still time to support holiday gifts for women and children at Genesis by donating gift cards that allow moms at Genesis to shop for special gifts for their children. Learn all about that at genesisshelter.org/holiday or send me an email to podcast@genesisshelter.org. And you can reach us 24/7 by call or text, even on Christmas, New Year's, or the 4th of July at 214-946-4357. Jan, happy holidays.
And to you also. Thank you.
And happy holidays to everyone listening. We will see you next year. Attention Spanish-speaking listeners. Listen to the end of this podcast for information on how to reach a Spanish-speaking representative of Genesis.
Atención hispanohablantes. Escucha este podcast hasta el final para recibir información de cómo comunicarse con el personal de Genesis en español.
If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, you can get help or give help at genesisshelter.org or by calling or texting our 24/7 crisis hotline team at 214-946-HELP, 214-946-4357. Bilingual services at Genesis include text, phone call, clinical counseling, legal services, advocacy, and more. Call or text us for more information. Donations to support women and children escaping domestic violence are always needed. Learn more at genesisshelter.org/donate. Thanks for joining us. And reminding you always that ending domestic violence begins when we believe her.
Genesis, el podcast, anuncia servicios bilingües disponibles en Genesis Women's Shelter y Support. Si usted o una conocida está en una relación abusiva, puede recibir ayuda o dar ayuda a genesisshelter.org o por llamar o mandar mensaje de texto a nuestra línea de crisis de 24 horas al 214-946-4357. Servicios bilingües de Genesis incluyen mensajes de texto, llamadas, consejería, servicios legales, asesoría y más. Llámenos o mándenos un text para más información. Siempre se necesitan donaciones para apoyar a las mujeres o a los niños escapando de la violencia doméstica. Aprende más a nuestra página de internet en genesisshelter.org/donate. Gracias por unirse con nosotros. Recuerden que el terminar la violencia doméstica empieza cuando creemos a la víctima.